This is a special edition of the Lubetkin on Communications podcast, recorded live on the scene at PodCamp Philly 2010 at Temple University in Philadelphia.
Hi, I'm Carla of Wilson Virtual Assistants. Although I'm a digital media junkie, I was concerned that PodCamp Philly may be too much geek speak for me. Instead, I found it was all about social conversation. PodCamp Philly, this on conference was for me. PodCamp Philly.
Steve Lubetkin back with you at PodCamp Philly 2010. We're here in Philadelphia, Temple University, and with us on the podcast now, it's Howard Yarmish and Sandy Spadaro from South Jersey, from my stomping grounds, and the 10 Minutes at Exit 4 podcast. Sandy and Howard, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Thanks for being here, and tell us a little bit about the 10 Minutes at Exit 4 podcast. I know it involves using a chess clock.
Yeah, the chess clock. That was a kind of an interesting idea, because I actually found, having done some podcasting before, that we have this habit of talking over each other. So both Sandy and I have, we do presentations, we have these pretty big personalities, and I kind of felt like we needed something to keep us in check so that we didn't talk over each other.
Which I'm still dying to do right now.
Right.
But we do. It's we both support each other in our efforts in presentations and speaking, and when we get into conversations, don't we tend to just go on, and we can talk for hours. So that was a real, aside from being kind of a shtick that we could utilize to market with, we ended up really needing to utilize it. Play fair.
Yeah, we have to play fair because we can see exactly how much time the other person has used. So if it's not fair, then it's like, uh-oh, Howard spoke for 37 minutes of that 10-minute podcast.
So do you have to make it up on the next podcast?
No, there's no penalty for going over, other than just we know what's going to hit the editing room floor.
That's okay. It's pretty amicable.
So how are you using the podcast as a way to promote your practices?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we are both experts in the marketing, Howard as a internet marketing expert, and myself more the traditional, you know, methods. And that in itself is the discussion topic. There's always something of a different nuance, I guess, for each particular episode. Right. And then, of course, there's always a difference of opinion because of our backgrounds and our immediate experience. And so it does lend to some interesting conversation that's additionally useful for the listener, and we market the idea as discussion over what may or may not be helping your businesses. And that being the case, really markets us.
I think the other thing about it is often I find, like, we're having the conversations that we want to have with our clients, but they're scared to have that conversation. So this is sort of a safe place. We can discuss these ideas. And then when we go sit down with a client, we're able to have the conversation because we've talked through all the points. I know what they're going to resist, or I know what they're going to say, because we've had this argument already.
And does it help them get more comfortable with the concept?
I think absolutely, because I don't come in thinking through the ideas. I've thought it through already. I've gotten basically all of the different points out. So then when they come up with something and they react, I've thought it through because, well, I didn't really think it through. Sandy thought it through, and we thought it through together in an episode.
So here at PodCamp, you are presenting.
Yeah, we're presenting tomorrow afternoon. We're going to do we actually did a stunt version of the episode the other day at our regular recording time. And tomorrow we're going to record. We're going to do it. We're basically doing the episode again. But we did our whiteboard. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a live version of it, and we're going to see which one makes the editing cut.
Very cool. And what kinds of things are you seeing at PodCamp that are interesting you, new thoughts, new approaches that people are taking?
Everybody has their approach, and it's amazing to see how many ways you can do this, which for me, I've been dealing with computers since I was a four-year-old kid and creating stuff. So this is all like oxygen to me. It's all very natural. And I love seeing someone learn something new, and they have this aha moment. You're seeing like rooms full of aha moments, which is really, really great to see.
Any have you been to previous PodCamps? I didn't ask you that.
No, this is my first time.
First timers. How are you finding the people?
Everyone's wonderful. Everyone's really, really nice. It's great.
Super open, and I think that the premise of sharing information is really key. Everyone's embracing someone else's knowledge.
It's always a very helpful group.
Right. Definitely.
Very good. Well, where can people find your podcast?
The best place to find us, you could search for 10 Minutes at Exit 4 on iTunes. That's pretty easy. Or you could just go to 10exit4.com, and that's our website. All of our episodes are there, and you can learn more about it and even put something in the suggestion box.
Is that a numeral 10 or spelled out?
Number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10. Number
four. Exit 4. Exit4.com.
Yep.
Great. Howard and Sandy, thanks for joining us
on the
podcast.
Thank you, I appreciate
Steve.
It.
All right. If you have comments or suggestions about our podcast, you can email me. The address is steve@professionalpodcasts.com. You can call our comment line at 856-861-6146. In the UK and other parts of Europe, it's 440-207-193-6146. We produce these programs under normal circumstances in the studios of Professional Podcasts in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We're producing this one live on the scene at PodCamp Philly 2010 at Temple University. Our thanks to Paul Muller of the Caffeination Podcast for setting us up with a great Wi-Fi connection and all of the technical aspects that we needed to produce these podcasts. And our thanks to Alan Chase from the Otaku Generation Podcast for producing the PodCamp Philly promos that we're using in these special podcasts. For all of us here at PodCamp Philly, this is Steve Lubetkin, Podcast Steve on Twitter, and we'll see you out there on the net. Take good care.